بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution during a meeting with a number of eulogists and religious poets in the Imam Khomeini Husseiniya on January 12, 2023. The meeting took place one day before the anniversary of the birth of Lady Fatima al-Zahra salamu alayha. Many of the things we learn are from the elegies that elegists recite, things that we have already told others many times in a simple language. But when the elegist or eulogist recites the same thing with a good voice and a good melody, it is as though we are hearing, understanding, and learning something new. It increases people's understanding, of course, as a continuation of a program after a sermon. An elegy is not the same as a sermon. It has a different nature and reality. It gives understanding and stirs emotions. We must not underestimate the emotional factor. One characteristic that we as Shia have is that emotions are embedded in our teachings and imparting understanding from the beginning to the end.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
There is an accumulation of emotions. This is less in others. Our lamentations, elegies, supplications, and ziyarats are filled with emotions. They stir emotions. Of course, the presence of emotions is not beneficial in the absence of reasoning. The good thing about imparting understanding in the Shia text is that in addition to stirring emotions, it also gives people a depth of understanding. This is a feature that I have not seen in the non-Shia. That is, as far as I know, I have not seen it. Of course, each one of the different religions, Islamic and non-Islamic, have certain things in them. But the peak may be seen in the Shia. I was once looking at the common supplications that exist among the non-Shia Muslims, which have been mentioned in detail in one of Al-Zamakhshari's books. I saw that, for example, if we place 10 lines of Imam Hussein's supplication for the day of Arafah, or supplication 47 of Sahifat al-Sajjadiyya next to those supplications, we will see these 10 lines have more content and greater spirit than all those supplications have together.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me. Gave me hope.